Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue to cover the war with Iran, and we see that Israel has attacked the energy and oil facilities in Iran. What does that mean in terms of strategy? Well, Dr. Amit Moore, he's the CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting and a senior lecturer at Rahman University in Herzliya. Dr. Amit Moore, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Howard. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
We've certainly seen a growing pressure on Iran. We've seen it started with the IRGC. We've seen some of the launch and missile launches, some of the nuclear facilities attacked. We've seen now, as it increases, some of the oil refineries. What is the strategy from what we can tell?
Well, the objective is to damage the nuclear facilities of Iran, and also to make as much possible damage to the missiles, rocket launchers in Iran. But also, from time to time, we see that Israel attacks some other targets, of course, head of the military regime, as we saw the scientists, nuclear scientists, and so on and so forth. So till now, Israel didn't really attack the economic infrastructures.
Right. But then yesterday we saw the attacks also, cyber attacks through the banks. Is that part of the economic focus?
So vis-a-vis energy facilities, Israel attacked or hinted that the energy infrastructure of Iran is vulnerable. Israel did not attack the major export the petroleum export terminal on the island of Kharj in the Persian Gulf, or any other crude fields or facilities, pipelines, and so on and so forth. The only attacks were on energy, were on the largest gas field of the South Pars, which is the largest gas field in the world,
right,
in the Persian Gulf, shared by Iran and Qatar. So one of the 24 sections, one of the treatment facilities there was hit. And just to hint to Iran that those facilities are vulnerable. Also, one of the petroleum or distillate storage depot tanks in the refinery in Tehran,
right,
was hit. And also another facility, another refinery, is a retaliation to the attacks of Iran on the Israeli refinery in Haifa. This refinery in Haifa was hit twice.
Yes.
And is now out of order, not functioning. So I would say that there is no intentional objective of damaging the petroleum export facilities, but just to hint to the Iranians that they are vulnerable as well.
Right. The fact is that that this pressure is immense, but we don't seem to always have a clear understanding of what Israel has hit. Obviously there's some information being released. Why don't we get a clearer picture of what is happening in Iran?
Well, we get the information that the Iranian and the Israelis are publishing, but also information from various international channels, reporters that are located, and the public is published in Iran,
right,
publishes a lot, so we have a relatively clear view of what's going on in Tehran,
right,
and the other cities, We pretty much understand what's going on, not always, as you said, every detail of the attacks.
Do we know anything further about a potential overthrow of government by the people of Iran?
Well, I think that there is a major confusion there. That's what we feel. Many of the leaders escaped Tehran. They're looking for refuge. And I hope that they're going to be a party to discuss with following the war. We still don't know whether Mr. Trump will join, America will join the attack. The Purdue nuclear site was not attacked yet, and is a major facility, as we understand. And most likely, Israel does not have the capacity, the Air Force, to really destroy it 100 meters in the ground, in a mountain hill. So there is much that we don't know, and we don't know what is the exit policy yet of Israel from this war, if America will join. So it's going to be a total different thing. Eventually, there are going to be negotiations and discussions. Much weaker, weaker Iran vis-à-vis its nuclear program. I hope that there are not going to be major escalation. Vis-à-vis the energy sector, we already noted a major increase in petroleum prices, $75 per barrel, more than 15% increase since the beginning of the war. That's a sense that the market gives to the petroleum risk premium, that going to be further escalation in this war. So we'll need to wait and see how things develop in this respect.
That is where we leave it. We certainly do. Thank you, as always. It is 8:43. That was Dr. Amit Mor. He's the CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting and a senior lecturer at Reichman University in Herzliya, talking to us about Israel's strategy in terms of the attack on the nuclear facilities as well as oil and other strategic sites.